Central Monday. It's Dan Riccio, Satyar Shah here in the Kintec studio. Kintec Footwear and Orthotics working together with you in step. It is a Canucks game day. They continue through their New York trip after dropping it on Saturday at Madison Square Garden. They head out to the Prudential Center in New Jersey. The return of Thatcher Demko is upon us as the Canucks are needing dubs with time running out on the season set. Saturday really, I think I've said it about 17 times since you got here today. Saturday was a real gut punch.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. and it was like multiple gut punches.
Yes.
It wasn't just one.
Yeah.
It was like every single time you felt like, all right.
They score to take that lead, and it's like, oh man, this is great. You know, Hughes and Besser have a nice embrace, and it was just like happiness fighting against the odds. Everybody's getting injured. Somehow the Rangers have two goals on like four shots, and they retake the lead, and then only for it to disappear again.
Well, it's like, yeah. So when they tie the game, a bit of a gut punch.
Yeah.
They take the lead, a big one. You tie, you're like, yes.
Yeah.
They take the lead again.
You feel good about it, and then they just didn't really go the way you wanted it for the Vancouver Canucks.
It didn't, and the worst thing about it was they played so well.
Yeah,
it was like one of their better team performances, and you couldn't even like be happy about it.
Yeah,
because it's like you can't even be like, you know what, you keep playing like that. It's like, well, yeah, you got to play like that and win 9 of your final 12 games. Like, yeah, good. Well, 9-3. Good luck.
My correction, or you corrected me. Besser tying the game, not giving the Canucks the lead there in the third period. But it was, it was just a wild affair, given everything that happened. Guys going down with injury and the way that it played out. Shesterkin standing on his head. The Canucks are dominating the shot clock in a way they never have. And then Pettersson goes down with an injury. Hoglander's not coming out for the third period. And you just keep wondering what is going to happen next to these guys. But they still have hope, maybe dwindling hope, but chip in a chair, as they say, at the poker table, and the Canucks still have that. And they might just be getting some extra help returning to the lineup today. Let's get to the open on Canuck Central.
To the open. Welcome to the open.
Four! That's your home! Are you too good for your home? Answer me!
Yeah, it's the open on Canucks Central, where we bring you the latest on the Vancouver Canucks and our take on it. Apologies, the 32 Thoughts producer is...
Pot was down.
A little slow on the button today.
Yeah, he's texting Elliot.
He was up late night with Elliot and Kyle, so I can't chirp Dom too much.
What do we say, facts only?
Yeah. He's got like 5 jobs now.
I got 5 jobs, man. That's the story of... If you want a career in radio or any audio medium, that's going to be your life.
Even Stephen A. has like 5 shows.
Yes.
Exactly. It's just they all pay him $20 million a year. So it's a little bit of a different scale compared to what we get here in these parts. But the latest on the Vancouver Canucks is, and literally just minutes ago, Thatcher Demko activated off of injured reserve. He is the expected starter for the Vancouver Canucks. So with the Canucks reeling a little bit, having a couple of straight losses here, losing to the Blues, then losing to the Rangers. Blues keep winning games over the weekend. Calgary just swept through New York. Everything is working against the Canucks. They are now 20-ish% to make the playoffs if you go by the numbers. So no pressure, Demko. Just you're here to save the Canucks season now.
That's what it feels like. and that's kind of like, you know, Demko's like, I want to put my cape on and come and save the guys. And is it going to be a superhero movie, or is it going to be one of those, you know, sarcastic movies?
Yes.
Right? The parodies.
The spoof where
the hero comes to save the day but ends up getting run over.
Yeah.
And can't save the day. I'm hoping it's the former.
Yeah. And... or it's. I want to make a joke about the meme, the morning routine meme that's going around on Twitter these days. It's like he's, here comes Demko to save the day. He's got this like elite morning routine. Like, no, this guy's just a mark, man. He's like spending 5 hours doing nothing.
He didn't do anything.
But hopefully, Demko will have more of an impact than whatever that morning routine is. He is. I don't know what to say. You know, I know he's had a few practices. He practiced in full yesterday for the Vancouver Canucks. We know how good Demko can be. We know how good he was before he went down with this latest injury against Toronto. I don't know how many games in a row he can start. I don't know how much they can rely on Demko. But as we've talked about with Kevin Woodley, it feels as though there's going to be less of a rust period for Demko coming back from this latest injury than there was earlier in the season. And I mean, that's all you can hope. The Canucks don't really have enough runway for Demko to have to work the rust out of his game.
No, and given the injuries they have, and even if, you know, Pettersson does come back after a game or even plays or whatever, like, he's not 100%, you can tell, right? Hoglander's not 100% now. Hughes is not 100%. The only way they're going to make a miracle run and make the playoffs is if goaltending just saves the day for them.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. Like, it's like break glass in case of emergency. That's what they've done here with Demko. And he's their final hope.
Yeah.
That's it. And you said 20%. For some fans, it feels even less than that, right? Like,
oh, man.
After that loss and watching what happened over the weekend, like you mentioned, you're 5 points back. You have two games in hand, but you still have to win those games in hand. Like, they need a miracle run. That's where we're at. They need somebody to be a savior, quote unquote, and go on a miracle run right now. And we've seen Demko at his best be capable of something like that. But man, is that a lot to ask for a guy who's been so up and down this year with injuries and now is trying to come back from his latest one.
The beer league locker room test, like the confidence test inside the beer league room yesterday, not very high on the Canucks.
No?
It's like you walk in, reach, they're done, eh? That's pretty much what everybody, like, it's over.
That's right? What like, it felt like on the
on
weekend.
On to next year. That, yeah. Like, that's pretty much what everybody was saying in the beer league locker room yesterday.
That's what it felt like yesterday.
Yeah.
Right? Like, that's what it felt like after the game. And then, you know, I was telling you, I'm like, I just put my laptop away yesterday. And I had so much cleaning and stuff to do and, like, you know, chores because I've been working all week. So next thing I knew, I was all busy doing stuff. But I was like, I'm just not going to think about hockey for a day because, you know, just because, like, it just felt like such a bad loss. And it felt like, okay, this might be the season. I got to prepare myself for what type of conversations we're going to have, right, moving forward. So I'm like, I need a day. That's how I felt on Sunday. And right now, like, they need a spark. And if Demko wins them a couple of games, maybe that gives the spark back and people start believing that maybe, just maybe, they can pull something off. But we're at the point now where you're asking for a miracle to happen.
You have 12 games remaining. In an ideal world, Demko gets, I guess, probably look, if he's playing well, he's probably going to get the majority of the starts remaining, right? Like, if he comes back and he looks like what Demko looked like before he got this latest injury, how good he looked before in the lead up to that Toronto game where he left in the first period, you can bet that Rick Tocchet is going to lean on him a little bit. But is that 8 starts? Is that 7 starts? It's still going to be somewhat of a split, but I don't know what kind of workload Demko is able to handle. I know that there is concern about Demko rushing back because of the situation that the Canucks are in, that there's a desperation element here. And it's like, how long do you want the guy to practice for before getting into a game? I mean, down to the end of the season. If he can't get into a game after 4 practices or 3 practices, like, what are we even doing here?
Well, so Demko, ideally, I bet you they wanted to give him one more practice.
Okay.
Right? Maybe 2, if in a perfect world, 1 or 2 more practices.
But maybe Lankinen, like, more full speed practices, because Tocchet even admitted yesterday was a really light, more of a teaching practice than it was a heavy practice.
So I think without a doubt, if this was game number 25, he's not playing.
That's fair.
Right? Like, I don't think that's happening, right? But you're right. I don't think it's like he needs another week or two. It's literally 2 more practices, maybe.
Yeah.
But
which you don't know when you're like, well, practice time is is a fickle thing these days.
Well, especially if you want to give the guys a day off, like, they're playing every other night. Like, we've gone through the numbers here. Like, the Canucks have had more game days than non-game days since coming back from the Four Nations break.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of hockey. So they need to give these guys some days off. I doubt they're going to practice every day in New York.
Yeah.
Right? Like, so, like, what? They'll practice maybe tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
And then you expect them to practice again on Thursday as well? Probably not, I would say.
Yeah.
So you have maybe 1 practice left. So, again, like, if you want to play Demko, it's either play him tonight or be super conservative and play him against Columbus.
And as Rick Tocchet mentions, Kevin Lankinen wasn't feeling the best. They thought about pulling him
Saturday. Man. Like he's not injured, but he's sick. And he looked gassed. He looked mentally exhausted as well.
Yeah.
He's had, started 10 of the last 11 games. He needs a break. Like Demko ideally plays the next two games.
Yeah.
Ideally, but can he actually do that? I think if he can do that, you play in the next two games, he stays healthy, give Lankinen the Columbus game, and if he plays really well, maybe you give him the Winnipeg game, but I think you give Demko, if healthy, like three of the next four.
Demko's saying all the right things about Lankinen's contract. There's a great piece at sportsnet.ca with Demko and how he wants to help his teammates out right now. Of course, there's an element here of like, because of Demko's history, like, are they rushing him back again after everything that's happened? And I mean, Demko wants to get into the net. You know, you have to take that into account too. It's not the organization being like, you have to play. I think Demko wants to be in this with his teammates, knowing how dire the situation has become. And I mean, you can only hope you get the version of Demko that we saw just before this latest injury. So he had that stinker against Edmonton, right? Which was January 2030. He led in six goals that night. Canucks lose 6-2.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of that was on the Canucks defense. And as we've talked about with our goalie guru, Kevin Woodley, there were signs in that game that Demko found something. And then sure enough, he starts to go on a run. He has the great game against Nashville, makes 31 saves there. Tough one against Dallas, but overall, the five games, including the short stint with the Toronto game, but he goes 3-1 in those five games with a .955 save percentage. Like, that's the kind of, as good as Lankinen has been for this team, and it's, if you look at the numbers, they're a lot more average than what the feel has been around Lankinen, given how much he's been a part of saving this Canucks season, yeah, keeping them in any kind of a race. But there isn't a level that Lankinen can hit that we know Demko can. And that's the element of Demko saving this Canucks season, or giving them a chance to get the nine wins in the final 12 games that they probably need to get into the postseason.
So the Canucks, in their last seven losses, they would have had to score four once to win.
Yeah.
The other six times, they would have had to score at least five or more goals to win. So in six of their last seven games, the Canucks would have had to score 5 to 6 goals to win the hockey game. So to the point people are making, Demko can't score goals. Gary Maple Ridge, goaltending is not the problem. Somebody else says, Demko, can he score? No doubt. He doesn't help you score in goals. But to the point you were making, as good as Lankinen's been,
yeah,
he's also never had a workload this big. And he hasn't been bad. But to your point, if Demko can play his best, he can maybe win a few of those games. Because they're losing games where they need to score five or more goals to win.
Yeah.
That's not, you know, that's even for good teams, that's hard to do, you know, and it's not goaltending's fault because they've had a lot of breakdowns. We talked about this, right?
For the most part, with the decrease in scoring this year, decrease in power play opportunities across the league, it's become, the last couple of years, it's maybe been more of a 4-3 league. This year, it's more of a 3-2 league.
Yeah, it is, right? But if any team is required to score five to win, it's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Right?
You can do that sometimes. Yeah. Not consistently.
And it hasn't just been goaltending. Like, I want to stress that. Like, you know, it's not just goaltending. I know Lankinen had a couple bad games. I know Shilov's had that bad start in Anaheim. Like, those things happen. Sure, they had a few couple bad games. But they also had games where they had they gave up incredible chances, like free tips in front of the goal.
Yeah.
And yeah, okay, sure, you gave up three or four. The difference is Demko might save one of those.
Yeah.
You know, and that's not Lankinen's fault, but that's the difference between Lankinen playing his best, making $4.5 million, and Demko maybe winning a Vezina and before being injured, being in line to make $8 to $9 million per year on a long-term contract, twice as much as what Lankinen is making. That's the difference in upside. So yes, Demko can score goals, but if Demko can miraculously find his form and own the net, he gives you a better chance.
Yeah.
But man, it's a hope and a prayer.
For as good as Lankinen's been, for as much as he earned the raise, the big contract, since the flip of the calendar to 2025, his save percentage is .891. Now it's a raw total, you know. There's save percentages to some extent a team statistic, yes, but it's well below league average just on that metric.
But, you know, Mark in New West makes the point, and he's bang on. I mostly feel sorry for Lankinen. Without Thatcher, they played him into the ground. There was no backup. He's right. Mark is right. There was no trust in Shilovs after the first few games. So Lankinen's had a big workload. Like he's playing more. He's been playing more recently than any goalie in the league, essentially. And he's never had this type of workload. Like his game is diminishing because he's been overworked. Now
they only trusted Shilovs to play against the worst team in the league.
Yeah,
or one of the worst teams in the league.
And two of his last three starts, he's lost. Now the one game he lost, it was the 2-1 loss against Utah. He gave the team a chance.
He played well there.
He gave the team a chance. They didn't score for him for sure.
But since then, they've only trusted him to play against the worst team in the league.
Yeah,
they lost the worst team in the league.
They played Anaheim. He lost that one. And after that, Lankinen had six straight starts.
Yeah.
Before Shilov's got one.
10 of the last 11 for Lankinen. Needs the break. Demko's coming back in tonight, potentially, to save the Canucks season. Another element here that is keeping the Canucks above water. Brock Besser scores the tying goal the other night. It's a great goal where he kind of creates it himself, right? Takes the puck to the net and does it on his own. And now you're looking at it, five goals over his last three games, and the conversation of, hey, there's Brock Besser again,
has welcome back.
Returned to the forefront of every Canucks fan's mind.
Well, and here's that's why it felt like more of a gut punch, too. It's like, okay, Pettersson was on a six-game point streak coming in. He had 9 points in those games. Brock Besser had four goals his last two games. Looks, you know,
Hoglander's like finally playing well this season.
He's got his confidence back, and now both those guys get hurt. And it looks like just when Besser gets hot, all these things are conspiring against the team again, right? So it just felt like, oh, great. Now that Besser got hot, all these other things kind of went wrong for the team. But he's playing some of his best hockey all of a sudden.
Yeah.
And it's amazing what, you know, getting a couple bounces will do for you. But it's not just... the goals, you're seeing him be more engaged in other areas of the game. And this is what happens, right? You feel better about your game. You feel confident. All of a sudden, you have a bit more extra jump. You have more of a willingness to do the little extra to get there because you feel like you're contributing. You feel good about where you're at. And I just hope it continues because, you know, we talk about Demko being the savior. Like, they need somebody to really carry the load. And Besser has shown he is capable of going on hot streaks. But the fact that he's going on this one, without, you know, a star center next to him, you know, I guess Pettersson's played with him, you know, obviously that's helped out. But, you know, we keep talking about who is he going to play with. Well, getting on a hot streak at this time of the year can, you know, silence some of the critics.
It could set himself up better for free agency. Maybe it turns the conversation back into a positive one with the Vancouver Canucks. We'll see what happens. But Besser doing what he can to help the Canucks through this very difficult stretch. To the Canucks Central Roundup, Canucks did not have a morning skate. As mentioned earlier, Thatcher Demko is expected to get the start. He has been activated off of IR, so really, barring an injury in warm-up, Demko is starting tonight's game against the New Jersey Devils. Getting questions in at the Dunbar Lumber text message inbox. What's the status of Pettersson and Hoglander? Rick Tocchet is supposed to be speaking with media in New Jersey ahead of tonight's game. The Canucks did not have a morning skate. I haven't seen any clips. I haven't seen any texts, tweets, anything yet on what Tocchet had to say about Pettersson and Hoglander's status. So that is still very much up in the air. But I would classify it as doubtful. If we're putting an NFL injury tag on it, I would say doubtful.
Yeah, and then the question is, what type of injury is it? I think the best case scenario would be a back spasm.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, it's really sore, and you maybe don't have any movement for a couple of days, but it can dissipate and you can be okay at least. You can get past it. The worst case is some sort of tissue injury, you know, in the abdominal area, oblique area is what you wonder about. Again, not trying to play doctor, but we don't know what it is, but it just didn't sound positive based on how Tocchet reacted after the game.
Yeah.
And generally, he either doesn't answer at all or he'll be somewhat positive about something, say, hey, I think he'll be okay. He seemed a bit pessimistic about it.
The one time he was positive was with Demko, and it ended up being a six-week injury anyway.
So maybe he's going the other way, right? Maybe this time he's being pessimistic and he's back right away. I'm hoping it's nothing too bad because, man, again, like as much as it doesn't look good for the team, you also want to see them actually you know, not be on a death march the final 12 games here.
Producer Josh, you've seen an update?
Yeah, Rick Tocchet just spoke to media, said both Elias Pettersson and Nils Höglander have returned to Vancouver.
Oh, great.
So not going to be on the road trip.
Yeah, that's
just heard Lena in the background there. Yeah,
she did not fully say the word.
Yeah, I think she was
close call there from one of the hosts of Canucks Brunch.
No, she encapsulated how everybody was feeling. I think that was
that was perfect.
It's like, great.
Honestly, so, it was so perfect.
It's not even like, you know, maybe the way
all
back.
All of us in my mind, I was saying the exact same thing.
I mean, the worst news would have been like they're done for the season.
Yeah.
The second worst news is they're back to Vancouver, right? That means it's not like, you know, a day or two.
That means they're not playing today. They're not playing Wednesday in New York. They're not coming back on the road trip is pretty much what it means.
I mean, best case scenario.
They go to Winnipeg.
They come to Winnipeg. But I don't know. If they're flying back, that tells me they're might not even be ready when the team returns against Seattle.
He did say that, like, for sure will not be with them for the rest of the road trip.
There you go. Of course not. I mean, why you're sending him back
home.
I was trying
to be hopeful about the situation.
No, it's no. They're cooked.
Well, I mean, you lose Pettersson and Hogan. Like, Pettersson's finally getting his season on track, and now he's hurt. Great. It's really unfortunate. Aturatu was called up.
Save the season, Atu.
So Aturatu was called up from Abbotsford on emergency conditions. I guess they've got Linus Karlsson as well. So you're looking at Pew Suter, Teddy Bluger, Nils Åman, and Aturatu as your centerman for the rest of this road trip for the Vancouver Canucks.
Oh, man.
Difficult circumstances. I don't know. It's difficult.
The difficulty
level is up to extreme.
I saw somebody mention
molto difficile. Okay,
somebody
troppo difficile.
Somebody mentioned
impossibile. That's what it feels like right now. Okay, that is the difficulty level of the Canucks getting into the playoff picture again with everything that's going on around them.
Yeah, somebody texted into the post game show and said the hockey gods refuse to let the Canucks make the playoffs this season.
So it's tough.
Yeah,
Pettersson and Höglander have returned to Vancouver.
You know what's going to happen? You're going to play this music. Everyone's like losing their minds. They're going to win like four in a row.
Well, Markstrom,
you know that's going to happen.
Yeah, Markstrom is his game has been in the tank. So
Aturatu, 7 points in four games.
I mean, he's been tearing it up in Abbey.
Pew Suter about to earn another 1.5 mil per season.
Besser might have to get to 40 goals by the end of the season for the Canucks to pull this off. Does he got another 17 in him before the end of the year? Somebody's going to have to put their team on their back. We saw Quinn Hughes try it on Saturday.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen. Some stupid hockey stuff's going to happen here.
This is why the situation is so dire as well. So giving a little bit more context to the Blues and Flames and the weeks that they've had to really put themselves in as the front runners to get the final postseason spot in the Western Conference. Blues continue to be red hot, sweep their weekend against Chicago and Nashville. They were 25-26-6 at the Four Nations break. They are now 37-28-7. I'd say that's pretty good. And they need just 10 points in their final 10 games to get to 91. Calgary swept through the New York trip for the first time in franchise history, sit on 77 points with 13 to play. They need a 538 point percentage to get to 91, which is to say, with 26 points available, they need just 14 to get to 91. And the Canucks, comparatively, with 12 games remaining, would need a 625 point percentage to get to 91.
God
14
speed.
Points in their final 24 remaining.
Yeah.
Going to be tough. All right. Don Taylor is going to join us. His take on the Canucks situation, plus Frank Saravalli a little bit later on. That's still to come, plus pregame show starting up at 3:30. You are listening to Canucks Central.
Hitting the most important topics for Vancouver sports fans. The People's Show with Vic Nizar. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.